Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Today's guest.
Playing live in studio, we've got fuzzy rock band, the Schizophonics.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
That's me, my name in lights. Good morning, everyone. Today on the show, we may do a little improv for you because we are improvisational graduates. More about that later.
And yeah, the Schizophonics, they're from San Diego. They're fresh off a European tour and excited to play live in studio for us.
Plus, we'll try to figure out what that freaky UFO light in the sky was over the weekend. It's all coming up on Monday on DSL. That's what it says here, DSL.
We don't do any improv in the intro. We just read.
Daily Scramble Live.
Your Daily Scramble News now.
It's news time with Tyler Russell. Isn't it, Tyler? Good morning.
Sure is.
Yeah. I tell you what. News today. Let's do news. Let's do, because the UFO that flew over Laguna, that's big news. You got that story?
Yes, I do.
All right, let's do that then.
Can I do another story first?
Okay.
The Mists of October played their final show last night
at
the Marine Room Tavern here in Laguna Beach, marking the end of their 25-year run as the bar's house band. For over 2.5 decades, the Sunday concerts with the Mists of October at the Marine Room have become an institution in the community. It's church, as Jason Fetty says.
Yeah.
These guys are local music icons, according to Marine Room manager Brittany Ryan. She says, we wish them all the best. Now, we can tell you what happened. Missiles will be doing a new weekly gig at the White House in Laguna Beach.
Okay.
That was their decision, for whatever reason. They're going to the White House. I'm not sure on the timing or anything yet. I think it's still Sunday, but that's what's going to happen. So they are still in town, and the band Slingshot will take over house band duties at Marine Room.
End of an era, that.
Very much so.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I think for the band, it's a tough transition because people get addicted to that kind of thing, don't they? They like to go to the same place, do the same thing. It's a ritual.
They come to rely on it.
Yeah, they do. You don't want to think when you're staggering down the street, your usual Sunday thing that you do, especially when you're really drunk from the night before.
You just want to listen to Paul Peterson.
Just want to go down there, do the same thing every week. And especially, you know, old-timers, they don't like it, do they? They don't like change.
Well, they're going to have to get used to it.
Yeah. So it's a big deal. It was such a huge deal, that, in town. My first ever experiences at Laguna Beach were of going to see the Mists of October at the old Marine Room.
Good news is you can still see them. Bad news is they won't be at the same stage they've been at forever.
So, yeah.
All right, here you go, Jason Fetty. Okay. Many Californians were puzzled and some panicked when a mysterious bright light streaked across the Saturday night sky. Turns out it was an unarmed missile fired from a Navy submarine, creating an illumination that whisked across the state and was visible as far away as Nevada and Arizona.
It was so bright. Have you seen video of this thing?
Yeah, I haven't. We were obviously not disposed at the time.
No.
But we didn't see it.
No, but I saw video because I arrived back in town just after it had happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like minutes after
and
it
other
happened.
People had taken, everyone took a video.
Down at the Hotel Laguna, there was video for days.
Yeah.
And this was clearly not like a shooting star. This was a very bright light in the sky.
Yeah.
It was totally UFO-mongous.
Well, that's the thing. The Navy spokesman says that the Navy Strategic Systems Programs conducted the missile test at sea Saturday from the USS Kentucky, a ballistic missile vessel. The test was part of a scheduled, ongoing system evaluation test, apparently. But if it was scheduled, why didn't anybody know anything about it? And the event led to a flurry of calls to law enforcement agencies. According to the Associated Press, the test was conducted in the Pacific Test Range, a vast area northwest of Los Angeles, where the Navy periodically tests fires, Tomahawks, and standard cruise missiles from surface ships and submarines. Some people saw it fade from bright to white or blue and thought it traveled from south to north.
This is all designed to keep us in a state of low-level panic, so we just go running off to Walmart, spend money for retail therapy. Ugh.
I love this kind of stuff because If I became president, yeah, the first thing I would do is go to Area 51 and have them explain to me what's going on there.
Right.
And this sort of mystery, there's something missing here. It doesn't line up. South to north, north to south, USS Kentucky and San Diego, north of L.A., missile changing colors. What?
It's designed to make us exactly ask those kinds
of
questions.
Well, it's working on me.
Yeah, it's so weird.
It's working on me.
Well, you know, it gives you a taste of... Can you imagine if you live in a war zone and this kind of thing's happening all the time? It's like 4th of July every day, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know it's a bomb in the sky.
Right. Oh, it's just a bomb.
We
whatever.
We don't know what it is. And that's what's so very exciting.
Be a good bit, that, though. Bombs flying everywhere and people standing outside with sparklers enjoying the show.
And then you cut to America and there's a light in the sky and everyone's freaking out.
Freaking out, yeah.
Well, anyway, so we don't know what it is any more than you, but that's what the government says.
Well, that's it. It was UFO. It's unidentified, isn't it?
Well, it is apparently identified, but I'm going to stand by.
But visible in Nevada, so maybe actually visible from Area 51.
Here's another story for you.
Mm-hmm.
A new Mormon church policy
considers
church members in same-sex marriages as apostates, whose children will be barred from baptism and church membership unless they disavow same-sex unions.
Yep, quite right. And they won't get into heaven either.
Right.
And they'll develop boils on their necks.
Yeah, that's why it's important we tell you the story so you can make sure you quit it if you're a Mormon and you're gay.
Right. Just no gayness in the... Not allowed.
Stop.
Yeah.
Under the new policy, the Mormon Church will forbid the natural or adopted children of parents in same-sex relationships from receiving a name and blessing in a ceremony performed by the Mormon priesthood. Nearly two-thirds of Mormons say homosexuality should be discouraged by society, according to a 2012 survey.
I'm discouraging it. I'm actively discouraging it right now. How do you discourage something? Oh, don't do that. That's what it sounds like, isn't it? Discouraging sounds like quite a mild kind of thing to do. So, you know, may I make a little suggestion? You shouldn't be doing that. And that's it. That's all it is. It's not really that serious, is it? The discouraging. It's different from, you know, actually physically doing any damage to somebody. They do that thing, though, don't they? That's what they're talking about. They name people to get into heaven.
Ah.
Post-mortem. So after you die, if you haven't already given
you... So they wouldn't name you if, in fact, you had committed this sin.
If you'd committed the sin of gayness.
Have you seen Book of Mormon?
I haven't seen it. I'd love to see it.
There's a song, I won't ruin it too much for you, but there's a song called Turn It Off. And it's about this guy who's repressingly gay.
Yeah.
And the song is, turn it off like a light switch. It goes click. It's a nifty little Mormon trick. And it's about him turning his gayness off.
Yeah.
Which is really what this says.
That's what they're saying.
The Book of Mormon makes perfect fun at this because that's what they're saying. Hey, if you're gay, just don't.
Just turn it.
Just stop.
Yeah.
I just can't believe we're still having these talks like you and I discussed.
Know,
it's just
so weird. It's so, like, medieval.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Sorry to any pro-gay people listening to the show. Or
anti-gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry to everybody. We just make a quick apology to everyone who's listening.
If you're offended.
For everything.
Whatever we said. All right, let's finish the headline this morning, closing out the news. A new study says you'll spend close to blank during the holidays this year.
Okay, finish the headline.
You'll spend close to $1,000.
$1,500.
$1,500. Not me, pal.
But it's not just on gifts, because you go to holiday parties, you host holiday parties.
You take a bottle of wine.
You buy clothing.
Yeah.
You buy decorations. You buy stuff for yourself.
Yeah.
Only $487 on average on gifts, which I think seems actually kind of low, too. My family might go a little crazy, though.
A lot of families do.
Yeah, we go a little bit nuts.
We do too, because you can't... it depends on who it is, doesn't it? For the wife, she'll get something nice.
Right.
You know, the rest of the family, we always do this thing of they'll say, oh, we're not buying presents this year, and I find that really depressing.
Mm.
At least something. Buy a little something. Make something.
Sure.
It's thoughtful.
We go crazy. We've always gone crazy. Yeah. I'm an only child and an only grandchild.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like,
so they've only got one person to buy for.
14 things under the tree.
Yeah.
You know?
Nice.
It is good. It's great. I'm not complaining.
No, it's fantastic.
But yeah, just, you know, $1,500. Be prepared to part with that.
It's like an annual bar mitzvah for Christians. I'm really jealous of Christians.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It is like that.
Yeah.
I don't think we get quite as much cash as you guys pocket at the bar mitzvahs.
I didn't get that much, really, compared to these days. They go bananas. Don't they?
Oh, I had some really rich 13-year-old friends.
Sure.
I remember that.
Oh, no, I've heard of people like you show up and there's One Direction on an elephant.
At the Ritz-Carlton. all right, coming up, we'll do the sorbet of the day. We'll tell you about our weekend. It was fascinating.
It was.
And we learned a lot that we'll hopefully share with you. This is KX93.5's Daily Scramble Live. Good morning.
Daily Scramble Live, where the sunny side is always up.
You know, we talked this weekend about what on earth rock music is anymore.
Mm.
Well, it's that.
That is rock music right there.
Even though that's from 2007 or so, the White Stripes, Chili Peppers, Foo Fighters, to me, they still make distorted rock and roll while everybody else is clapping their hands and playing a, you know, kazoo.
Or a synthesizer or something, or going, woo.
Yeah, exactly.
Woo, which, you know, whatever. But the that is rock and roll music. And I consider 2007 to be contemporary.
Yeah, well, I do too. That's the thing. But it really kind of isn't.
Isn't
at all.
It's a while ago.
It's been a minute.
I have to put it in the context of my own life. 2007, what's that? That's 7 years ago, eight years ago. So 8 years ago, think about that, right? Okay, so it was, let's say it's 1976. 8 years ago is 1968. That's a long time. But 2015,
you're going about this in a strange way.
Well, I have to think of it this way, otherwise I can't really get my head around the concept of time. 2015, 2007 seems like nothing. It's like click, gone. But 1974 to 1967, 66.
Here,
that's a long time.
I'll really freak you out. You want to know what I was doing in 2007?
Yeah, go on, tell me.
I was a senior in high school.
Well, you know what I was doing in 1966? I was sucking my thumb.
All right. Great.
Yep.
Let's do this.
Let's do something, shall we?
Here's the sorbet of the day.
Oh, I just did a really stupid thing. I almost ripped open my shirt thinking it was studs instead of buttons. That would have been funny, wouldn't it?
Why were you doing that anyway?
I don't know. I've got a couple of shirts that I've got like press stud things.
No, I know what you mean. Even if you were wearing studs, why you'd be...
Buttons would fly everywhere.
Ripping your shirt.
Because it's a little warm in here. It's nice.
I see. All right.
It's pleasant. Okay. Sorbet of the day. If you, like me, hello voice, wake up flustered and obsessing, here's a quick cerebral sorbet. It's a cleanser for your mental palate. It's a loofah for your mandula. What's a mandula?
Mandula oblongata.
Mandula. I've had mandula, but I'm now cured. Okay, here we go. This is very good because usually advice, marital advice, advice on how to stay married and relationship advice, it's usually aimed at women, isn't it? It's the thing that women obsess about, really, usually. But men do think about this stuff. So here's a little advice for the guys. And this is important. Write this down. There are only two times when you're allowed to wake up a woman when it's her day off. It's either snowing or a celebrity died.
That was the sorbet of the day.
Great.
True, right?
Coming up, we'll do some improv for you. We'll tell you about our weekend in improv class. Words are in my head. I almost forgot we did a radio show this weekend. We were just so locked into another world.
Did we do a radio show this weekend?
No, what I mean is I forgot that was our job.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were so entranced elsewhere.
It was an intense thing. We've been to LA, Tyler and I, together.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice. Fun to hang out, wasn't it?
Tell the people at home what we did.
We did a course on improvisation at Second City, which is like the hub of improvisation for the world, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
It started out in Chicago and now, of course, in LA, various cities across the world. They're amazing people. It's a whole different world.
Yeah. It's a different craft. It's a theatrical craft that is honed not through rehearsal, but just through practicing, through getting better at certain skills that then make you a funnier improviser.
Yeah, different muscles in the brain, isn't it?
It's yeah.
Way of thinking.
It's weird to work something to make yourself think on the spot because you feel like you're either natural at that or you're not.
Mm.
But no, there's a ton of things you can do to make yourself better interacting with somebody else, whether you be on the radio or in theater or in TV or whatever.
Yes, and it's a way of thinking about life too. That was the big thing that we learned, wasn't it?
Yep.
The big thing that we learned. Well, we did a lot of games and pretended to do stuff like that TV show, Whose Line Is It Anyway? It was exactly those kinds of games. And the big sort of philosophical idea that we learned was when improvising with another improviser, one never denies, one never shuts them down.
Right.
You always say yes and something, so you agree and then heighten the idea. And so sometimes that can come off a bit cheesy, but it's better than shutting people down and making sort of everything kind of going, wah, 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 wah.
Which I really loved, especially about our class, because, you know, Second City is legendary. It graduates people who end up on SNL, really famous comedians, pictures on the walls of people all over that are huge stars,
yeah,
right?
Huge, massive.
But our class, what?
Bill Murray.
Ah, yes.
I just could thought of one of them.
Good.
Kept seeing him as I went up the stairs. Kept seeing Bill Murray's face.
I saw Jason Bateman's face mm-hmm. and I don't know, all kinds of people. Anyway, our class had people from all walks of life, all over the world, mm-hmm. that weren't there necessarily because they wanted to be famous, but because they wanted to gain something from it, like a guy who was a financial advisor who yep. simply wanted to improve his communication skills.
I think his boss had sent him there.
His boss sent him there. So this whole yes and thing I love, and you listening should really take to heart because it can apply to anything you do. Stop saying no immediately to everything.
Saying no immediately. I can relate and empathize with people who do that because it's just a fear thing, isn't it? It's oh, I'm not good enough, or I'm not, or I don't understand that, or I'll never be able to do that, or I haven't got time for that, or I haven't got the money for that, or blah, 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 blah. So this encourages you to do a bit of what they call second level thinking.
Mm.
Where you stop for a second and you go, yes, and I may need a week to figure this out.
Right, sure, that's better, right?
Right, because nobody's bubble is burst by that. It's really quite clever little, I don't want to say trick, tool. Let's call it a tool.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even our teacher, who I absolutely loved, by the way, even our teacher, when someone would make a suggestion or answer a question and it was wrong, she would say, yes, great thought.
Yeah.
But...
Very kind. I thought she was very kind.
That's what I mean, yeah.
But, you know, all these, the whole thing I felt, the only criticism I've got is that these improvisation classes, I just feel like they're making it up as they go along. Hey, thank you very much.
Ba-dum-bum.
All right.
Hey.
I've been dying to tell that joke. I've been up all night.
There you go.
Oh, no.
Great. I'm so glad you got that out.
Totally shut you down there, didn't I?
So we did 3 days in a row, 8 hours a day of improv. And there was a point on Saturday where I said, Jason, I can't do the show tomorrow. I can't do it this week. No, I can't do anything ever again. It was so exhausting.
Got a text from Tyler saying, should we just not bother this week?
I just don't want to do anything else. So I was proud of myself for sticking it out.
Yeah.
Because typically this would be done over months. It would be done over 8 separate classes.
Yeah.
We did it all in 1 week and we squeezed it in because mm-hmm. Our time is limited.
Mm-hmm.
And we're proud of ourselves for finishing it. And we're Second City Improv 1 graduates.
Yeah, we're alumni.
So we're experts now.
On the old thing, yeah, the whole thing of...
We know everything.
...doing it, yeah.
Yep.
So we should maybe start a class of our own now. What do you think?
Third City. So coming up, we want to like play a couple improv games that we learned this weekend for you on the radio, and we have no idea how this is going to go, but that's the whole thing.
That's the whole thing now that we're a little over the top. You know, sometimes those improvisers on the TV, they're a bit over the top, a bit too smiley,
mm-hmm.
a bit too, hey, mm-hmm. we include you, and you get the feeling that actually they're kind of dying inside. Those kind of people with that sort of look in their eye, that's who we are now. So... So if you'd like to call in, we'll do a scene.
Yeah, we need a suggestion, though. So this is how it works. You help kind of set the stage for us, and then we take it off with a scene. So please text in would be easier, 949-715-KXFM, 715-5936. Yeah. We'd text a relationship between us, a fake relationship.
Yeah, like we could be brother and sister, right. Or we could be a guy in a store, or we could be a cop with a criminal, or anything, whatever you want.
Yeah. And give us a place. So we need a relationship and a place, and then Jason and I will attempt to put what we've learned to the test.
Why not?
With an improvisational scene. This could be fun or not or whatever.
It will certainly pass the time, Tyler.
All right, we're going to try this for you. This weekend, again, Jason and I graduated from the Improv 1 intensive class at Second City Hollywood, which is the preeminent improvisational school, and we want to try an improv scene on you. Now, we wouldn't typically put this so directly in your face. We just kind of want to use what we learned in general in our lives, in our show, but we're just going to try a game we learned this weekend.
I think it might be amusing. It might be irritating to some people, you know, because we're just doing whatever it is we do and trying to be funny, but it might be amusing. Let's see.
Okay, so the point of this game, it's called New Choice.
Yeah.
So we've received a suggestion from our listening audience, which I'll tell you in a second, and we're just going to do a scene based on this suggestion, and at any moment, Jason or I can call on the other New Choice. Then you have to change what you've said to something else.
Right, usually if you've said a noun, some kind of thing, then we say, I think, New Choice, and you have to change it to another thing.
You have to change it to something else.
Yeah.
So the suggestion we have, Jason Fetty, is ex-lovers at an abandoned gas station.
Oh, that's a really evocative scene.
We're going to go with ex-lovers at an abandoned gas station. The game is New Choice. Curtains up, lights up. Scene.
Hey, good to see you, kind of.
Bill, hey, I didn't expect to see you here.
I know, Dave, but this is the only gas station after we split up. You know, I'm completely broke, so I have to come to an abandoned gas station because the gas is free here.
New Choice.
Because because nobody will serve me anymore because of the disease on my face.
Yeah, that is why we broke up, and I didn't want to say anything at the time, but the disease was really starting to spread, and I couldn't look at you anymore.
I know. It's all over the car.
New Choice.
It's all over my dog.
New Choice.
It's all over your mother.
New Choice.
It's all over this tree.
New Choice.
It's all over my left buttock.
I know.
Yeah.
I know that, Bill. Well, anyway, it's been really good to see you. I'm just going to go ahead and get in my car now.
No, don't leave me. Don't leave me here. Because there's no gas in the pump.
Do you need help?
New Choice.
Do you need your mother?
New Choice.
Do you need me to spread that disease around this
Let's
tree?
Go with that.
Scene. Okay.
All right.
See?
Right. You see what I'm saying? It might be funny, it might not. We don't know.
We have no idea. And out of nothing, we end up with an excommunicated gay couple who's got a left buttocks disease.
Right.
How on earth we got there, we never know.
The thing about it is, it's not whether or not the scene particularly works or is funny, at our level anyway, not Improv 1. It's just about coming up with ideas quickly. So it's good practice for us, because obviously we don't do any prep for this show. So it's good.
Right. Let's do one more to close this out.
All right.
We'll do something called One Word Story. So Jason Fetty and I will tell a story based on whatever, and it'll be one word at a time. So we'll alternate telling a word, and we'll try to make a coherent story.
Okay.
This is the last improv game we'll play this morning.
We promise.
We didn't get a suggestion for this one, although our suggester for ex-lovers at abandoned gas station said wild applause just now. Thank you very much, sir. We got another suggestion, but it's pretty much the same thing. Lovers in a Bakery. So why don't we call Lovers in a Bakery the name of our story that's
okay.
never been told or written. Jason, you can start.
Okay. All right.
Just one word.
Pastry.
Taste.
Very.
Great.
When.
You.
Schmear.
It.
On.
Lovers.
My.
lover
was
smeared
completely,
delicately,
sincerely,
softly,
testily
in
her
bakery
once.
So
I
said,
let's
see
if
this
pastry
can
contain
our
love.
End. Who knows?
I don't know.
Who knows?
We're ill practiced, but it's fun to do.
It is fun.
It's totally fun to do. And I tell you what, that's the kind of game you can play in a car on a road trip.
Yeah, we've got a lot of games now that you could use at a party or at a family reunion or this Christmas. Happy to share them with you. Maybe another time we'll play 185, which is the pun game, or Hey Waiter.
Oh, that was a great game.
Which
is
fun. Yeah. There's a lot of things that are more physical that involve a lot of object work that, you know, you're dubbing somebody who's just moving their mouths
or whatever. Or as Tyler says, object works like mime, really.
Yeah.
So you can't really do that on the radio. But it was really, it's an odd thing to do for me. It's kind of it makes me think of sort of 70s sitcoms where people go off and do a class. Let's do a class. It's very, so it's almost an American thing where, because we don't meet very often, you know, just in the supermarket or wherever, so we go and do classes and we meet like-minded people
who
are interested in ballroom dancing or knitting yogurt or whatever it is you do on your weekends.
Well, she mentioned that 97% of the world would be too afraid to go to an improv class. Whether or not that's true, she was just inflating our egos, I have no idea.
Yeah.
But yeah, you meet people who at least are willing to put themselves through that.
Totally.
And it really does, it throws you down.
And they seem really nice. People were very nice, very accommodating, very kind, very generous, you know, with sort of allowing you to fall off the cliff, you know, coming up with ideas.
And get back up again.
Yeah, and get back up again and be really, they were really nice. So, they were, as Tyler says, they weren't all actors there. There was a financial guy and there was the lady who works at UCLA and just was there just for fun, you know.
Yeah. So. Well, thank you, Second City. We had fun.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's ways in which it will be incorporated into our show and lives, et cetera, et cetera. Okay.
Cool. Yeah, it was good.
News is coming up. We'll talk about the shiny, bright thing in the sky.
Let's improvise the news. Let's just lie.
Here's Vinyl Thief. You
did it. Daily Scramble Live.
I could be wrong, but I think Pearl Jam, rock and roll band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
I could be wrong.
I think they make rock.
All right. We're going to talk about our new website.
We've got a new website, everyone.
Yep.
It's the same website, kx935.com, but it's new.
Yeah, the URL remains the same. Is that a song by Led Zeppelin? The URL remains the same, but the website itself, it looks really pro compared to the old one, which I liked.
I liked it too, yeah. but it was time. I mean, 3 years is a long time in web design to wait before new trends and fads are here. And not that we're following the crowd, but we've made a site that's functional and cool at the same time. Most importantly, it's now optimized for any device. So if you go to KX935 on your iPad, your iPhone, your PC, your Mac.
Everything.
Whatever.
Your toaster. Your Nespresso machine, you name it.
It will look the same.
Yep.
And you'll be able to listen very easily right from there. Let's say you haven't downloaded our app, which is an easy way to listen. It's easier than ever to do it from kx935.com on a mobile device.
It looks really nice and spanky spanky. Is it all Java and Flash and whatever?
I don't know.
Is that the fancy, whatever it is?
I don't know what it is.
But it looks great. It's got Andrew McMahon singing in the background.
Yeah, so there's a video on the homepage that's kind of our latest featured video. And we've got the song from Andrew McMahon singing Cecilia and the Satellite at Laguna Sound Studio. And if you go to the top right, you can click the little YouTube link that will take you to all of our recent YouTube videos, as well as Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook there. And then the really cool thing is, maybe people are following along right now, I don't know. If you scroll down, the top bar stays with you, so you can always see what's playing, and you can always click to listen or to request a song.
That is nice. Yeah. That's nice. Recent podcasts are there. That's simple. It's all very much, much more easier to navigate, I would say, is probably the word I'm looking for. It's really spanky and new and Cool.
It's clean as well.
I like
it. Yeah,
clean.
It should be easy to find whatever you want. So if you want to find anything that you couldn't, that you've been using on the old website, for example, podcasts or whatever, it's all within one of the tabs on the top. So if you scroll over music, for example, you'll find podcast archives under there. You can click the playlist again to see everything that we're playing. You can vote in King of the Beach, which is a daily competition that Sandy Fagan does in the afternoons. It's all there. It's all there.
If you hover over the tabs at the top, it's very satisfying how the drop-down menu comes. I could just sit here all day just doing like that, looking at this playlist, podcast, Full Album Fridays. Oh, underwriting.
Yeah, do that.
Let's look at that.
Okay.
Underwriting. Just clicked on it, and immediately, very quick, nice, so you don't lose interest. It says here, and then, our mission statement is there, and then that's a nice brief little thing, and then what's underwriting, how you can do it, how your underwriting messages appear on the radio, blah, 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 and what your benefits are. Brilliant. That's all there for the taking.
Absolutely. Mm. If you go to About and click Mission and Values, you can learn what our station's about. For example, our mission statement. To connect Laguna Beach and worldwide listeners with an open-door policy that allows the exposure of generational alt-rock musicians, nonprofits, and community causes.
I'm kind of relieved, because that's what I've been doing, but I'd never read that before. Goodness for that.
Good thing you've been in line all along.
There's a blog as well. What's the blog? I've never seen that.
So there's a cool section under news now. We have a news section. Mm-hmm. So under the news drop-down, you can click Daily Laguna Beach News, which is a short podcast of our news every day. And under that is music news. So that'll be blog posts from our blog team, our interns, our volunteers, from shows they've been to or album reviews or whatever. And then there's events and shows, which is all about stuff going on around town and coming up. So that's all within our big encompassing blog. And you can find those subcategories under the news tab. Oh, here's another new thing we've added. We've added a shop now. So you can, if you don't want to be a member of KX935 for whatever reason, you can simply buy our merchandise without becoming a member. So you go and you can buy a shirt for $20, you can buy a hat for $15, or soon you can buy some KX935 limited edition sunglasses.
I know, that's exciting, actually. I'm looking forward to getting a pair of those. I'm just, even after a weekend, of solid improvisation classes, 24 full hours at Second City of learning how to improvise and come up with new ideas and think of things on the fly, even the most random and ridiculous, disconnected things. I cannot think of a reason why somebody wouldn't want to be a member of the station if they're listening right now. I'm totally drawing a blank.
And we've made it easier and more cost-effective than ever. Would you like to hear the new membership program?
Yes, I would.
So being a member is now called being a power supplier. For example, are you a KX935 power supplier?
I hate this marketing nonsense, but go on.
It's called power being supplier. It's fun.
It
it's
makes me think
fun.
Of those little black thing that you attach to your computer to plug it in.
Well, because you are the electrical socket to our radio power.
How this is going. Wait a minute. We need to have a brainstorming session before
we just
this.
Had one. People are power suppliers. They help keep us alive.
Of course they do.
Keep
they
on.
Provide the power. I'm being silly. But yeah, go on then.
All right. So there's four levels of power supplying. There's still the Pearl Club level, which is $1,000 a year. That's still there. We're not getting rid of that.
1,000-volt power supplier.
That gets you tickets to all of our events, VIP tickets to K Exclusive, and also now to Winter Concert Classic and Irvine Bowl. So if you became a Pearl Club member at $1,000 a year, we would give you the best VIP tickets we have. You don't have to buy them online. So there's three other levels. Now, they're all monthly contributions now. They're not annual. So a lot of people have had trouble dropping $93.50 in one fell swoop to donate to the station.
I can see that.
So we've made this, we think, a little easier on your wallet. So the bottom level is $5.39 a month, okay?
Yeah.
That's the charger level. That gets you a KX sticker, it gets you a CD, it gets you the member card, that gets you discounts around town, it gets you members-only promotions, events, and pre-sales. $9.35 a month, that's the amplifier level. That gets you all of that stuff plus a hat. $19.35 a month. That's the Energizer level.
Right.
They get you all of that stuff, okay, plus a t-shirt.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
All of this stuff is obviously, it's like, you know, it's kind of a joke, like the NPR tote bag or whatever. But it's fun and it's good and it keeps you in the know and it makes you feel like you've got something. And we love to see people walking around in our hats.
Totally.
So it's great.
So, for example, let's say you want to donate at $5.39 a month. That's our bottom level.
Yeah.
Perfectly respectable. That'll come out to us, you know, about $60 a year or so, a little over that, which is fantastic.
Yeah, very, very grateful for that.
Let's say you want that, but it doesn't come with the reward you want. You want a hat or a shirt. It doesn't come with that stuff. You could then go to the shop and add it to your cart and check out with a shirt and the bottom level membership if you wanted to.
Yeah, please do that.
Cool.
Listen, bottom line is we need the money so that we can provide you with the kind of programming that you've come to love here at KX93.5. But we're happy to give you something back, a little T-shirt, hat, something. And, of course, at the $1,000 level, you get those tickets for the Kenny Loggs, the big Christmas show that we're putting on.
Absolutely.
And that's a $2 million value. So
somewhere in there. It's pretty close.
So you can really, really make out like a bandit here.
We're really proud of the new website, kx935.com. Please come through it, check it out, request songs, whatever. Just use it and be one with it on all of your devices.
Yes, we're happy to provide. And that website looks groovy. The thing that's really nice about it is all the time, whatever you're doing, if you're just sort of looking around, maybe look at the shop a little bit and maybe look at how to join and the programming and blah, blah, blah. The name of the song that's playing is always at the top
always
of the page.
Always at the top, and that's what's most important.
And there's a little thing you can click on to request a song, and you can always listen live or go to our Facebook, Twitter, and all the other social networking pages. It looks really good, Ty.
Thanks, Jace. Yeah. I made it.
Yeah.
not really. Taylor Digital made it, and they did an excellent job. Taylor Digital is out of San Clemente. They're one of the only local web design firms I know of, and hopefully this is a demonstration of their work to you, because I thought they were not only great humans, but excellent web designers. So thanks, Taylor Digital. Good job.
Cheers. Nice one.
Okay, so coming up, we're going to chat just a little more about that mysterious light in the sky. We've got a new theory for you that happened over the weekend. Big Southern California news today. Here's Lord Huron on KX93.5.
Daily Scramble Live.
Paul Simon on Daily Scramble Live, KX93.5. Hey, Jason Fetty.
Dun, dun, dun. If you're not dancing around, you want to check your pulse. That's what I say.
We've had a lot of fun this morning trying to figure out what was in the sky on Saturday night.
It's been driving us nuts, even when the record's been playing, talking about it all morning. Big light in the sky on Saturday evening at around about, I want to say, 7:30.
There was a, apparently, according to the Navy, an unarmed missile fired from a Navy submarine, creating an illumination in the sky that whisked across the state and was visible as far away as Nevada and Arizona. However, we've been speculating that there are some inconsistencies in the story and what really is this mysterious light in the sky.
Mm.
An anonymous source in town says that it was actually part of the laser show at Main Beach.
Yeah.
Which was really cool. It happened over the weekend. We missed it, but I heard it was awesome. Put on by Laguna Art Museum, kind of one-time-only laser show. And apparently this light happened about 15 minutes into the show.
Right.
And could have been set off by, let's say, an artist in a boat off Main Beach.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if it was a ruse.
By one of our local artists?
It could have been an elaborate scheme.
So here's another theory.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Rankin from Awakening Code Radio.
There we go.
Who loves this. Eric loves this.
What does Eric say?
Every Tuesday night at 10, Eric will probably talk about this on Tuesday night, I'm
no
sure.
No doubt about it at all, yeah.
Eric said it looked more like a falling satellite than a missile, a plasma ejection, a blue glow that lasted many minutes.
Okay.
Eric's found aliens.
Eric, he has found aliens, and he's very well up on what's going on in metaphysics.
Here's the thing. There is no way. That, just back to the first point, there is no way for me that this could have been launched by a Lagoonan off our beach during our laser show by something so bright you could see it two states away. And then the Navy, for whatever reason, was like, oh, no, it was us.
Yes. And I have a theory about this.
Okay.
Would you like to hear what it is?
Yes.
I think you're right. There's no way. And looking at the videos, there's no way that that people in Nevada could have seen what I saw on the video. It was too low in the sky. It was too bright. It was too, like I say, it looked like a car had been set on fire and then flung with a catapult into the sky. It didn't look like it was that high or that. It didn't look like a falling satellite because it didn't just appear out of nowhere. It had an arc to it. It was clearly from land or from the sea.
Mm-hmm.
It was that kind of arc. So, Eric, sorry, mate, it's not an angel falling from the sky or whatever. So, my theory is that the two things happened here. One was that something was fired, a big firework was fired from a boat as part of the fantastic laser show.
You agree it was part of the laser show?
I think it may easily have been
part
of the laser show, right? Why not?
No way.
Really great, very creative, very cool, keeps people talking about this thing. The laser show, by the way, really great. And in my opinion, we should do something like this every... There should be some kind of big art installation like that every week in Laguna.
We don't use the beach enough.
No, we really
don't. For that sort of thing.
Or the sky enough, or the sea enough. And it's great that the art museum did that. It's a really brilliant thing to do. They've been doing a lot of those kinds of things, actually. But not as much. I'd like to see something every week that would bring tourists here and to look at art rather than to just get drunk and puke on the street.
Very quick side note tangent, where I go for Christmas every year, Telluride, Colorado, in Mountain Village, they create this projected show on a building that is set symmetrically exactly to that building. So the little the windows are like real windows in the projection and little people come out of them. You know what I'm talking
I've
about?
Seen that kind
Very
of
hard
thing.
To explain.
Yeah, no, I've seen that kind
really
of thing.
Cool. Yeah.
They do it in Paris a lot on big buildings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a laser. Yeah. It's a laser thing.
Right. It's really clever, very cool, very interesting way of projecting, and it utilizes the natural or architectural aspects of the screen, if you like,
right,
that it's being projected onto. Really cool. That is a side thing. So back to the light in the sky. I have a feeling that we saw that light in the sky and we went, oh my God, that's something really weird. But something else occurred that we didn't see because it was miles up in the sky and nobody saw it apart from if you were in Nevada. The Navy may have been out doing things and everybody went, oh, lots of people complained and went, oh, this is weird. What is it? What is it? The Navy went, oh yeah, we shot a thing up. But it just so happened that it was chronologically at the same time. I mean, there's no other way to be at the same time apart from chronologically, is there really?
If this is the real story.
Yes.
If this really is the story,
mm-hmm.
and we confirm this
mm-hmm.
and break it to national news, because this is a national story.
Then we deserve to be rich.
Then we should be famous for this. That's the only reason I want to go along with you. For the fame that will follow.
I know.
Not because I agree
so
with you
shallow.
Whatsoever.
Terribly shallow.
So let us continue. Let us continue to figure this out.
It's subterfuge.
What do you think? The light in the sky. Was it really part of Laguna's laser light show? Could that have been true? Was it an angel falling from the moon?
Yeah.
Or was it a missile shot from the USS Kentucky, like the Navy said?
And if you're texting us or writing to us or calling us or whatever, feel free to be as nuts as you want.
949-715-5936. That's 949-715-KXFM. You can text or call that number.
Please do.
The Schizophonics will be live in studio for a performance here shortly on KX93.5. This song works, right?
Yeah, Spirit in the Sky. Good one.
Daily Scramble Live.
Daily Scramble Live in the 9 a.m. hour loves to feature bands that we appreciate and bands that we play, and ones in studio now called the Schizophonics. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah.
Hi.
Morning.
Hey, Jason.
Hello.
You guys are from San Diego. You're fresh off a European tour, and you make very loud rock and roll. And for us, that's exciting.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
we're excited to be here.
Absolutely. Jason, are we good on the sound check? Because it was really loud.
Mate, it was so loud.
Make sure you're good.
I think it's going to be all right. If I were you out there in Radioland, I would turn your radio up.
Turn it up. But then maybe adjust it once they start playing.
Yeah. Whatever.
Do you guys love, you love loud, energetic rock and roll. That seems like that's you.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for letting us take our whole drum set and amps and everything in the studio.
Yeah.
Actually,
you yesed me. I went out. I drew the short straw in here and I had to go out and talk to the band who we'd never met before and say, listen, guys, I'm so sorry. We can't accommodate full kit. It's going to have to be sort of pared down. Blah. And you went, yeah, no problem. That's fine. And then you brought your whole kit in. So
well done.
No, you did the right thing. You did absolutely did the right thing.
Especially because it worked out, right? Yeah. If it hadn't worked out.
I wasn't going to say no. I was going to no floor toms. No, we're a rock and roll station, for goodness sake. So there you go.
Well, you guys have an awesome sound that I can't wait to feature for our audience. Pat, Letty, and Adam from the band are in studio now. So the Schizophonics, you guys are from San Diego. You won a couple awards at SD Music Awards, right? And you seem very involved in that scene. So what's it like being a rock band in San Diego these days?
It's great. I love the community there. I love all the bands in town, and it's a really good camaraderie, and all the bands jam with each other. Everyone's in like 10 bands. And it's just a really good scene right now in San Diego.
Is there anybody you don't like down there? Is there anybody you think just sucks and you wish they
just Adam, get a our job. Bass player.
Adam, shut up.
He does talk a lot. Yeah.
He does.
I love all the bands except my own. That's great.
That's why we didn't give Adam a microphone. It would have taken everybody's thunder.
Yeah.
Well, it's cool because I think you've got a unique sound for beachside music. I mean, you see a lot of ukuleles and singing about the sun and the ocean, but you guys certainly not. Do you feel like you kind of stand out in that way?
I mean, that's kind of the image Southern California gets, but we have a lot of really hard rock bands, Rocket from the Crypt.
I was surprised. There's sort of, if you look for it, there is a kind of a past of hard garage rock. I guess I think it goes along with surf music. San Diego has some of the best, really hard. I guess they were surfy bands, but the Creepy Creeps, like she said, all of John Reese's bands, like Rocket and the Night Marchers and the Loons. Going back to the, you know, back to the '60s with the, you know, LA scene, the Sunset Strip, and
John Peel started around here. He started in Riverside.
Is that right? I didn't know
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Is that right? Starting a Riverside
station. Lots of things.
I'm not surprised.
It's inappropriate.
Yeah. There is Southern California in general has a great garage scene. That's just, you know, there's so many garage bands. And it's great to see if you're into that kind of music. I guess if you're not into that kind of music, a lot of people are kind of tired of it. But I definitely appreciate it.
Do you guys actually play in a garage?
We
do.
Start, yeah. Okay. Good. We play in our garage.
That's very, very true to your genre.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And our neighbors hate us.
No, they don't. They're okay. They don't mind. They have my phone number if we get too crazy.
Is it your garage, Letty?
Yeah, me and Pat's garage.
Oh, okay, you guys together. Cool.
But that's the Southern California garage rock. You play in your garage, but the neighbors kind of like you.
Yeah.
That's a Southern California thing. But San Diego's not LA, is it? It's really the last kind of corner of the United States. It's really almost like an island. And so there's a certain kind of sound that comes out of there. And a certain kind of, I don't know, a sense of humor that we get a lot of bands up from San Diego. And they always have this quirky sense of humor. And everybody says the same thing about the scene, that there really is a scene there and people are very generous to each other. And that's very nice. Yeah, it's very cool.
We're all on the same island together. So,
yeah. So we are going to hear a live couple songs from the Schizophonics in studio. Let's mention a couple shows you guys have coming up before we get to that. So what are the ones, Pappy and Harriet's, and what's the other?
We're playing at the San Diego Music Thing this weekend. Saturday night, we're going to be at Bar Pink with the Creepy Creeps and a couple other local fun bands.
Cool. And Pappy and Harriet's, you remember that one?
December 4th.
Cool.
It's a Friday night out in the desert.
We'd like to play a brief game with you before you launch into a song. Is that okay?
Okay.
Yeah. All right, let me play the thing.
It's time for Indie Band Name Or... I don't know.
Right, okay, this is called Indie Band Or. So we're going to give you a name. And it's either going to be an indie band or today, let's say, a YouTube channel. It's either going to be an indie band or a YouTube channel.
All right.
We do this with lots of things. Craft beer, obscure 1980s movies, children's toys. Today, it's indie band or YouTube channel. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You'll play against Jason. He doesn't know either, and you all will accumulate points.
I don't know anything about indie bands.
Somebody's going to take
indie bands in here all week long, and I forget them as soon as they've left the studio. YouTube, I don't have no idea.
Here's the first one. Indie band or YouTube channel. Simon's Cat.
Jason? I'm going to say YouTube channel.
Letty says YouTube channel. Pat? Adam?
Yeah, I'm going to say YouTube channel.
Okay. I think it's a cat YouTube channel.
Yeah. The band thinks it's a YouTube channel.
I think he's trying to trick us into thinking it's a cat YouTube channel.
I think it's a cat YouTube
band. That's an
You're
indie band.
You're thinking really existentially about this. Jason.
I would have said indie band, but it sounds a bit like a folky sort of band to me rather than an indie rock band. So I'm going to go with the YouTube channel, too.
It is a YouTube channel, everybody, but Pat gets a point. Pat has zero.
It sounds like a sort of weak sort of college folky band. Hi, we're Simon's cat.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's actually a YouTube channel about a guy's cat, which is, in fact, what you guessed.
But the cat has a band.
plot twist. All right, indie band or YouTube channel? Seven Super Girls. Seven Super Girls. Jason, you start this time.
That's a porn site.
I know, I subscribe to that channel.
.com. Seven Super Girls. Could be a band these days. Anything's possible.
Well, you got to guess one.
There's a band called The Front Bottoms, so I don't know. Yeah, I'm guessing band.
Band. Pat?
I'm saying... Band?
Letty? I'm going to go with the YouTube channel, because seven... Unless it's a jam band. I'm going to go with the YouTube channel.
Adam?
I'm going to go with band.
It's a YouTube channel. Only Letty got that one right. You're ahead. Yeah. Letty's winning. All right, we'll do one more. This is going
to
be the tiebreaker.
I would like to see a girl band with seven members. Though. That's pretty cool.
Seven members is a lot.
How many are in the
for an indie band?
All right.
Well, for an indie band, unless you're like a jam band or like a horn band.
It's probably ironic. It would have been ironic. Like it's like three guys.
Three guys. That's right. Yeah.
All right.
Six girls and one guy.
All right. Final,
one cup.
Final round.
One cup.
Indie band or YouTube channel? The Slow Mo Guys. The Slow Mo Guys. Letty, you start this time.
I'm going to say indie band.
Pat?
I guess since they've all been YouTube channels, I should say YouTube channel. But
they could be thinking doing way things too in hard. Slow motion.
Yeah. I'm trying to,
I'm going too for psychological the, here. Band. Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds like it'd be a fun YouTube channel. Though. It's like guys in slow motion.
Guys doing slow mo videos. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Can I just say, there's no prize.
So
it doesn't matter.
What? Told me there's prizes.
So you're saying YouTube channel?
I'll say band.
Okay. Adam?
I'm going to say YouTube channel and hope that it's... Awesome.
I'm with Adam. It's a YouTube channel.
It is a YouTube channel.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure everybody tied. So you all get the same thing, which is nothing. Let's play a couple songs, guys. All right. Schizophonics live in studio on KX93.5. Like we said, this is Fuzzy Garage Rock out of San Diego. We heard them sound check from blocks away, and that's pretty cool. You can catch them at Pappy and Harriet's on December 4th or the San Diego Music Thingy this weekend. And this Saturday? All right, cool. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, it's a song by the Slow Mo Guys.
Shut down the relic of the narcissist and death. Rip-penny. The message that they wrote just saw the air and go rampant. And I don't need their bloody wine. Know that voice, they come their mind. And I can't hear what you really say, but the future isn't gonna wait. Got to get out of the way. Not you anything for war, but not a vulgar for rampant. Red Planet, your rubber and your clock won't compensate your cut. Red Planet, Red Planet, oh, I don't need to see no more. Stop the time, you block the door. And I can't hear what you really say, but the future isn't gonna wait. Got to get out of the way. Oh, oh, hey. Cause they call you a bigot, Red Planet, Red Planet. You gotta hide your your face and when you're smiling with the rain, the red planet. Wow, I don't need this bloody wine. They close out for us, close their minds. I can't hear what you really say, but the future isn't gonna wait. Got to get out of the way. Wow. Oh! Red planet, baby. Red planet, wow. Red planet, hey.
I'm telling you.
Wow.
Mick
amazing.
Jagger just beat up James Brown at a party thrown by Cream.
That was so sick. Wow, it's quiet in here now.
Well, thank you, guys.
So I'm sweating with the energy in here. Fantastic stuff, mate. You're the real deal. Close your eyes and you just get going, don't you, Pat?
I like to dance. I like to dance.
I guess no one could really see you, but it doesn't matter. I mean, you almost did the splits at the end of that.
You did the splits.
Yeah, you missed that. It was pretty
showed
insane.
Up in a totally wicked suit, and you danced around with a guitar that looks like it, you found it in a dumpster. And it's just brilliance. Thank goodness. Rock and roll's still alive. All
again,
right.
That's the Schizophonics we just heard a couple songs from. What were those two songs again, guys?
They were Red Planet and Put Your Weight on It.
Awesome.
Both of they're on a 45. You can find them at the Ugly Things website store.
Cool. And schizophonics.com, not the, but schizophonics.com
yep.
to learn more. Pat, I just want to talk briefly about your style of playing guitar, because I'm trying to figure out where these wicked solos are coming from, but I can't even like see you strumming. I don't know. I mean, I'm obviously have no idea what I'm talking about, but it looks like...
It's
so effortless.
It's hammer-ons and pull-offs. I guess guitar players know. It's sort of a sleight of hand trick, but it's kind of like, you know, if you it makes sense in radio land, but if you hammer do that a lot and jump around, it looks like you're doing more than
yeah. Because your right hand is up here, like above your head, and your left hand's doing everything.
He's plucking the strings with his left hand on the neck, if people can imagine that.
It was cool.
It's not a trick at all. It's a very difficult thing to do, especially to do it in time with a band, you know. I've seen loads of these like YouTube videos of some moron like, I don't know, Yngwie Malmsteen or some fool doing it by himself. But when you're doing it with a band and singing and dancing, doing the splits in a suit in an 85 degree heat in the studio, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And also there's a song there, and there's a whole like it takes you on a journey. It's not just a load of noodling, and I think you're amazing.
Thanks.
So there you
Thank
go.
Thank you for having us. Thanks for letting us bring all the stuff in.
You're welcome. Now you guys can clean it up. Okay?
Yeah.
Get out.
Schizophonics from San Diego, thank you so much. We are KX93.5. Here's Chet Faker.
You mumble under your breath.